WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering anxiety and living a life of calm, control, and courage. Now, let's be real. Who here hasn't had those days where your inner voice sounds like a grumpy old drill sergeant? Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of negative self-talk, criticizing every little thing about yourself? You know that feeling when you trip over air and suddenly you're replaying the entire day in slow motion, focusing on all the things you could have done better. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? We don't have to let those negative thoughts hijack our lives. Today, we're diving deep into the world of self-talk and learning how to turn that inner critic into a cheerleader for success. First things first, understanding why we engage in this negativity is key. It's often rooted in fear, insecurity, or past experiences that have left their mark. But here's the good news. We can rewire those thought patterns. Think of your mind like a muscle. The more you flex it with positive affirmations and self-compassion, the stronger it becomes. Number one takeaway. Awareness is power. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I can't do this," or "I always mess things up," acknowledge the thought without judgment, then challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true, and what evidence supports this thought? Number two, replace negativity with positivity. This doesn't mean becoming a Pollyanna and ignoring reality. It's about finding balance. When a negative thought arises, consciously choose to replace it with a positive or neutral one. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm going to fail this presentation, try, I've prepared well, and I'm going to do my best." Number three, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, learn from them and move forward. Number four, celebrate your successes, big or small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. It doesn't have to be something monumental. It could be as simple as completing a task you've been putting off or trying something new. Remember, every step forward is worth celebrating. And finally, number five, surround yourself with positive people who uplift and support you. Think of your social circle like a garden. Cultivate relationships that nourish your soul and help you grow. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been struggling with self-doubt lately. She has brilliant ideas, but often second-guesses herself, leading to missed opportunities and decreased confidence. She catches herself thinking, "My work isn't good enough, or others will think I'm not creative." But then she remembers our conversation today. Sarah starts consciously replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I am a talented designer, and my ideas are valuable." She begins celebrating her successes, no matter how small, and surrounds herself with supportive friends who encourage her creativity. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence blossoms, and she starts taking risks and pursuing her dreams with newfound enthusiasm. So remember, you have the power to write your story. By becoming aware of your negative self-talk, challenging those thoughts, practicing self-compassion, celebrating your wins, and surrounding yourself with positivity, you can unlock your true potential and live a life filled with confidence and purpose. We've covered some powerful tools today: awareness, positive affirmations, self-compassion, celebrating successes, and cultivating supportive relationships. Take these insights to heart and start putting them into practice right away. Remember, every small step you take towards breaking free from negative self-talk is a victory worth celebrating. Want to share your own experiences or thoughts on this topic? Join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #AntiAnxietyStoic. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for daily doses of calm, control, and courage. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.